Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network on our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hawes, Bobby Hebert, I'll join them late, and they'll have on with them Saints head coach Kellen Moore, his guest tonight. One of the best to ever play offensive guard, certainly the best guard to ever play for the Saints, Jari Evans, will join us, and one day he'll walk into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. On our talking text line, he covers the New York Jets for the New York Post, Brian Costello. And Brian, thanks for joining us here. All I can tell you is I thought we had some stuff to take care of. Man, we see the, what happened with Lane Kiffin and the adventures of getting him to come to LSU. Then John Sumrall leaves to go to Florida. What's happened over the last month with the Saints that finally, and maybe got something here. Maybe got the right guy, and I think they do in Tyler Shuck. But boy, you got stuff to cover with the Jets, man. And then today, it was almost like, okay, nobody can trump me. Then they fired a defensive coordinator, longtime NFL coach Steve Wilks. Man, you got a long offseason, but it'll be adventurous.
Yeah, it's never quiet covering the Jets. You know, even they're never good, but they're always interesting. So the Steve Wilks move is a little bit of a surprise this morning, but you know, I thought it was going to happen at the end of the season. I was just surprised at the timing that Aaron Glenn decided to fire him with 3 games left in the season. But the defense has been pretty terrible, including, you know, yesterday, Trevor Lawrence had 6 touchdowns against the Jets. So it was time to make a move. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting offseason for sure.
Well, the defense can't be terrible if you have a defensive head coach. I mean, that's like nobody knows everything.
So Wilks got thrown under the bus today.
Yeah, so whatever your wheelhouse is, like Coach Moore, Kellen Moore with the Saints, come on. The defense, and that's Brandon Staley's baby, so it's up to Kellen Moore to get the offense going. That's never good. That when you're on that side of the ball, and really, if you look at it, the defense was supposed to improve significantly with Aaron Glenn as the head coach, and I think he did an outstanding job with the Lions, and, you know, you think he'd bring more discipline to a unit, I'd say, that desperately needs it. So what's your take on Aaron Glenn? And, you know, no one's patient this day and age. So does Woody give another year, or where are they at with Aaron Glenn right now?
Yeah, he'll be back. He got a very large contract. You know, you guys have been talking about contracts down there with Lane Kiffin and Brian Kelly. Well, Jimmy Sexton represents Aaron Glenn, and Jimmy Sexton is very good at his job, and he got Aaron Glenn a lot of money. So even if Woody Johnson was thinking about it, I think Woody Johnson's business manager would tell him that, yeah, we're not going to pay him that much money to not coach the team. So Aaron Glenn will be back next year. You know, look, the Jets also made that clear at the trade deadline. When they traded Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams for future draft picks, Woody Johnson was telling Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, who's the general manager, like, this is your show to rebuild this thing. I'm going to, you know, let you guys make this move, which basically, you know, they were the two best players on the defense, so blew up any hopes of turning around this year, which were minimal anyway, and turned the page to the future. So Aaron Glenn is safe here. I think he's got next year. he's probably got a year after that. I mean, look, you never know. If next year goes horrendously, he could be out. But I have a feeling the Jets are going to be picking a quarterback in the draft, and maybe he'll get some time to develop that quarterback.
Brian, tell me one thing the Jets do really well on offense.
Really well on offense. Their offensive line is actually not bad. They have played pretty well this season. They've got two first round picks at tackle from the last 2 years, and Armon Membu was their first round pick this year. He's been very good as a rookie. Olu Fashanu, who's a left tackle, who was a first round pick in 2024. He's been pretty good. They've got Josh Myers at center, who played for the Packers for a long time. And then Joe Tippmann and John Simpson at guard have been good. So the offensive line has been pretty good. They've protected the quarterbacks. The sack numbers are a little deceiving because when Justin Fields was playing quarterback, he held onto the ball for a long, long time. And he threw a lot of sacks that way. But overall, the pass protection has been pretty good. And the run blocking has been up and down, but they've had some good games.
Now, I don't know. Look at the Jets. That's where quarterbacks go to die. Then they can be resurrected. what is the fan base? Like, you're a diehard Jets fan, and then you look, okay, where Sam Darnold's at right now. Now, the Vikings, in hindsight, you know, could have kept. Now, look what he's doing in Seattle. Now, look, even Geno Smith, not so much with the Raiders, but what he was able to do in Seattle. So how do they look at, like that as far as, are we ever going to get the quarterback position right? And even we seem like we got a guy who could play, and he can work out at a high level in the NFL, but just not for us. So how did they view that? Because it's like, man, if we don't get that right, then we always going to be in the bottom four.
Yeah. Not well, as you can imagine. They're a very frustrated bunch. They've actually, I feel like, apathy has kind of sunk in this year a little bit because it's just kind of like, are they ever going to get it right? And, you know, you mentioned Darnold and Geno, and obviously those are good examples of guys who flourished elsewhere. But the one that, to me, I think it was really the gut punch for this fan base more than anything, is they traded for Aaron Rodgers in 2023, and Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. And he was here for 2 years, and the Jets basically won 5 games with him at quarterback. He gets credit for a 6 because he started a game when he tore his Achilles 4 plays in. But they basically won 5 games with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. And I think Jets fans look at that and go, you know, what are we doing? If Aaron Rodgers can't win here, how are we doing? And now he's actually having some success in Pittsburgh. You know, he's not lighting it up, but they're in playoff contention, and he didn't do it here. So that, to me, the 2 years of Aaron Rodgers took a lot out of this fan base because hopes were so high. They felt like they were a quarterback away when he got here, and it just didn't work out. So it's a very frustrated fan base, as you can imagine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, go ahead, Mike.
The Fernando Mendoza situation, wouldn't it be crazy?
He don't want to go to the Jets.
No, but listen here. What happens if the Giants end up with the first pick in the draft and the Jets may have to deal with them to move up to ensure themselves of Mendoza? Yeah. Could that go down between those two New York teams?
I think it could. You know, there's some people in town who think the Giants wouldn't help the Jets to get their quarterback, but I think the Giants would do. They're going to take whatever the best package is, no matter, you know, they're not going to take it from the NFC East team, but they're not going to look at the Jets. If the Jets are offering, you know, say first-round pick this year, first-round pick next year, second-round pick, and another pick, like the Giants are going to take that package. The Jets and Giants have done business. You know, the Jets traded Leonard Williams to the Giants a few years ago, so it's not unheard of. Obviously, this is a different scale. But I think they could get that done. I think for the Jets, you know, you're rooting for that scenario versus the Raiders getting the first pick, right? Because then the Raiders are taking Fernando Mendoza. So the Giants and Raiders actually play in 2 weeks, which feels like it's going to be, you know, the Mendoza Bowl there to see who gets the first pick.
Toilet Bowl.
I do think the Jets could do it.
So now, when you have a player – and let's say it looks like, well, we did draft the right player, but then they don't work out. Do they get impatient? The fan base is like, well, we're constantly rebuilding. And then, like, Sauce Gardner, and you look top players, and you, that means you still got to pick the right player. So when you look at, like, head coach, general manager, and owner, so does Woody get the Johnson? Does he get more of the blame than anyone? It's like, well, it all starts at the top with him, or what approach does everyone in general take?
Yeah. I mean, Woody's been getting the blame here for a while now because they've gone through different general managers. They've gone through different head coaches. They've gone through different quarterbacks and nothing has worked. You know, it's been 15 years since the Jets were in the playoffs. So that's a long, long time. And if you look around the NFL, even teams that aren't that good had a good year in that time and made the playoffs, right? Like, you know, the Cleveland Browns have made the playoffs. The Giants across town have been pretty terrible for a long time now, but they made the playoffs in Brian Daboll's first year. There are, you know, weird seasons where teams just find a way to the playoffs and the Jets haven't been able to do it. So, yeah, Woody Johnson gets most of the blame. You know, Aaron Glenn hasn't been here long enough and Darren Mooney to get too much blame yet, although the fans are a little cranky with Aaron Glenn right now, but it's not too bad. I think Woody Johnson is more the one getting the blame.
So, you know, obviously, coming to New Orleans to play the Saints, this Sunday, the Saints have won two in a row. Seems like they got their guy in Tyler Shuck. I mean, he can make plays with his feet. He's big. When you look at it, I think he's like a poor man's Josh Allen. I'm telling you, I think he potentially could be that good. So let's say I'm at the Jets football banquet, and somebody has to be standing out no matter if they're winning or losing. So if you can give me an offense or defensive player who's like winning all the time even though the team's not winning, because you always have those type players like Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is always kicking ass with the Browns, but the Browns are on. It'd be like Joe Thomas, you know, Hall of Famer with the Browns when they're winning. Who's that player that I want to look at with offense or defense for the Jets? Like, well, the team might not be winning, but they're winning.
Hard for me to give you someone on offense or defense, but special teams have been incredible for the Jets this season. Nick Folk has missed one field goal all season. They have a punter, Austin McNamara, who went to Texas Tech, and they signed him this year after they replaced Thomas Morstead, the old Saint. They replaced him with this guy who nobody really knew. He's been incredible. And they've had Isaiah Williams is a guy who's returned two punt returns. He has two punt returns for touchdowns. He had a third on Sunday that got called back for someone blocking out of bounds where it was nowhere near the play. And they have a guy, Kenny Nwanu, who's also returned a kick for a touchdown. So you'll see, I'll predict that the Saints are not going to kick off to the Jets. They're going to kick it out of the end zone every time and give them touchbacks because the Jets, that's where the Jets' best scoring chance comes on kickoff returns and punt returns. as sad as that is, that's where the Jets can kill you. They beat the Browns in November. They had one kick return for a touchdown and one punt return for a touchdown, and that's how they won the game. So it's I can't give you anyone on offense and defense that wins consistently. I mean, you asked me about the offense up front. I'll give you that. I don't know how much you guys have looked at the Jets yet defensively, but they don't have an interception all season.
It's incredible.
No, that's almost impossible. If by accident you have an interception,
the ball's got to go in your hands, and you got to catch it.
Yeah.
There's a tip ball. There's an overthrow. There's a Hail Mary at the end of the first half, right? That somebody picks off. Like we see this every week. There's a fluky interception. They have zero interceptions through 14 games. It's tied an NFL record. If they don't have another, if they don't pick off anyone on Sunday, they set the NFL record. They have three takeaways total in the season. The record is 7 in a season. They have 3 right now. One of them came on special teams. And so they have 2 defensive fumble recoveries. That's it. So, you know, like you talk about like the coaching cliches, right? Football cliches, win the turnover battle. Jets never win the turnover battle because they never get any takeaways. So there's no one really to highlight for me on defense for you. And offensively, it's been up and down for most of the people.
Good gracious. Man, we thought it was bad here, but, they living in the heyday here. I think the Saints got their quarterback in Tyler Shuck. You can't say that about the Jets.
Well, and the other New York team, that's how we beat them. You know, we had 5 takeaways in a row against the Giants, and that was our first win. We beat them.
That's how you win games if you're not super talented, right? Like that's like it's a takeaway game. Like, you know, because the Jets will just play the Jaguars, and people will say, "Oh, how could the Jets win that game?" And well, you'd say, "Oh, could they get takeaways?" But the Jets can't get takeaways, so they can't win those type of games.
Brian, at least you have a very adventurous offseason with a lot of early picks that you can write about. But, man, it's always something in New York. You know, if it's not the Yankees or the Mets or the Knicks, and now certainly with the Giants and the Jets having disastrous seasons in 2025.
Is there excitement about Tulane down there or what?
Lot of excitement. Let's see what happens after the game. And I think it'll be a closer game than the first one. But, excitement for the Green Wave.
Hey, you have to look it up. You got to get your shirt. RMFW. You got to get a shirt. That's what Tulane's tuning around.
So I got family ties to Tulane.
Okay.
My uncle was president of Tulane in the 80s and 90s, Damon Kelly.
Okay. Dr. Kelly, okay.
Oh, awesome.
Got you. Awesome. That's awesome. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And, again, you'll have a lot to talk about, not during the offseason, but in the offseason. Got a lot to talk about, brother.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Brian Costello, who covers the New York Jets for the New York Post.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.